We welcome you to Jaguars.com Live, presented by Everbank. J.P. Shadrick with Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier. You're looking in the South locker room where Blake Bortles will have his weekly Wednesday press conference going into the next week's game. The starting quarterback always talks. That's coming up in about 10 minutes from right now. You'll see that live. Also scheduled today, Cecil Shorts III will join us on set, the Jaguars wide receiver. Jaguars this week, of course, Bortles, Shorts, and the Cleveland Browns. Topics today here on Jaguars.com Live. You can get on the show at Jaguars, at J.P. Shadrick, at John Osier. And John Osier is with us, of course, now. It's always interesting to hear what the quarterback's going to say, but after a 336-yard game where he moved the ball late, got him into an opportunity to win that game in Tennessee, what do you expect his reaction to be this week to all?
Well, I think it'll be sort of what it has been, which is he has taken such a professional approach and really carries himself, I don't want to say like an 8 or 9 year veteran because there's stuff he's learning, but he carries himself with beyond a rookie, if you will.
Yes.
And I think he expects that if they're down in the fourth quarter against defenses that maybe aren't playing quite as tight, he expects to move the ball. And I think he expects to move the ball anyway. It was interesting to talk to a couple guys in the locker room on Monday, Cecil in particular, and sort of asking him about just the mood and the team. And, you know, Cecil's obviously 0-6. But then at the end, he also said, he pointed at Blake's locker and he goes, five's really good. And I think we're all seeing that five's really good, meaning Blake Bortles. But there was a tone in Cecil's voice that I took to mean they're starting to realize what this kid may be able to do and what he may be able to mean to the franchise. And it'll be interesting to see for me over the next few weeks sort of if they can take the fourth quarter against the Titans and some of the – at four drives over, I think, 60 yards against the Titans. They're very close to it. Can they start building on that? Do they realize that the offense – can depend on him on third down, that he can make plays. You know, you get the feeling there's something there about to happen offensively, especially with such a young team. It'll be interesting to see how it develops. I don't think it'll be a straight graph up, but it'll be interesting to see how it develops over the course of the next 5 or 6 weeks. It feels like something's about to happen with that bunch.
Yeah, it's interesting you mentioned Cecil. He'll be on the show with us a little bit later, but what he's had to go through around here at that quarterback position. A lot of change, a lot of guys coming and going, a lot of guys who have not been successful in that position here. And for a guy now in his fourth year, it's refreshing. It has to be.
Well, it has to be mainly because of Blake's ability to extend plays. And that's become so important in the NFL. And they really haven't had a guy at that spot in the time that I've been back, 2011 with Gabbert and, you know, with Henny, those guys aren't guys who are going to extend plays and sort of give you two more seconds as a receiver to make something happen. That's got to be exciting for the franchise, for Cecil, for any of the receivers, because that's really the way it seems like the NFL is trending to. You have to have a quarterback who can help out the offensive line and help the receivers a little bit. I don't want to say Blake's there yet, but he certainly trends in that direction.
Jaguars.com Live presented by Everbank. J.P. Shadrick with Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier. Blake Bortles press conference coming up in about 5 minutes from right now. That's the schedule. The team is still out on the practice field going through the walkthrough on Wednesday. They'll come in. Media availability after that. Let's stay on the offense. I think the Jaguars running backs for the season are averaging somewhere around 48 yards per game total combined. That's not going to get it done, but it's a combination of those guys. But there's a lot of pressure on this offensive line now.
Yep.
Blake was sacked 6 times last week. A couple of those might have been his fault, but nevertheless, there's that going on in the offensive line and a lack of a run game. Something's got to happen up front.
And in Blake's defense, for everyone that's his fault, you get the feeling he's getting out of some bad situations too. So
that's
probably even itself out. The offensive line has to play better, and it's a group that – I've written since the off season, and you're fortunate enough to have to read all my stories, that it's going to take time to gel. It's not only a new line with each other, except for Zane Beatles, it's a very young line. So you've got Luke Jokel going through growing pains. You've got two of the rookies, Luke Buenco, Brandon Linder. They have shown well in spots, but most rookies who show well in spots are also going to have tough games. They had a tough game the other day. So it's a group that all of the things that you know are true of a young offensive line. They need time to gel. Run blocking comes after pass blocking usually because there's so much cohesion necessarily. They're going through it, and it's real. But at some point, if this offense is going to take steps and be able to finish the drives that it needs to finish, mm-hmm. that's got to get better. And it's an accelerated curve they need to take.
It's an interesting point. We talked about it on Jaguars Monday on 1010 Accelerator this week. Tony Boselli, Pete Prisco. I know this will really get you going. But about the run game, and could the approach change for Jed Fish and maybe make it like a two-minute mentality where you have a speedier back in the backfield and a one-back guy and bring out three receivers and just play that way the whole game and maybe not try to dedicate the zone running and fullbacks and all that? Could there be a change at some point?
I think they're going to, and they're going to keep trying. I think the other day you saw them at some point during the game, they got to the point where they were trying some screens, trying to get into better situations through short passes, bubble screens, whatever it took to get not in second and nine, third and nine. So it wouldn't be surprising. You've got Storm Johnson. You've got Denard Robinson. You could play that way, although I don't know that you want to get away from what you feel like you want to be with the offensive line. So much like last year where there was some adjustments made to sort of fit what they were doing well. Mm-hmm. I think you may see that sort of thing, but I don't think you'll get completely away from the zone blocking concept. It's going to be interesting to me in the next couple of weeks as Toby Gearhart comes back and gets healthier, how much of his struggles early with that first game injury against Philadelphia. I know fans don't like to hear that, but you do wonder if he hasn't been able to push, if he can show a little more. But even beyond that, it's the offensive line. Has to clear some holes, has to get some stuff going, has to get cohesion. It's usually one guy making an error. The problem is in this league, one guy making an error, defensively or offensively, you've got to have all guys doing their job.
Blake Bortles press conference coming up any minute. We'll have it for you live right here on Jaguars.com. Defensively, bend but don't break defense really the last couple of weeks. Second half last week, two field goals allowed, three and outs to keep the team in the game. You want to keep that going, but at some point, if the offense can't get going in the end zone, there has to be some kind of splash play to turn a game around, right? That's really the only thing missing.
Well, there does, from this but defense. At the same time, it's tough to ask the defense to do much more than it's done.
That's
You got to have turnovers. You have to have some big plays. It's hard to rely on those. And part of the defense's success in the last couple of weeks has certainly been that the opponent – did not necessarily go after it aggressively in the second half. So that's a little bit of part of it. All of that said, the defense has done its job well enough to keep this offense in the game. And when we wrote all off season about this defense, that's what the expectation level was, that it would do the job enough to keep this young offense in the game. Now the young offense has to sort of start trending up a little bit, because I don't know that it's realistic to go into every game thinking we have to win the turnover battle 3-1. We have to get a point off a turnover. You know, that's a tough task to ask from a defense consistently every week.
Blake Bortles coming up any moment. We hear some rumbling behind us. The players are coming in from the walkthrough. Let's go to the South locker room right now, live on Jaguars.com. Blake Bortles on a Wednesday.
You're unbelievable. This guy, flip-flop AP.
Go ahead. Somebody else. Take it.
It looked like Cleveland played a lot of coverage against Ben last week.
Mm-hmm.
What are the challenges when a team just rushes four and drops seven?
Yeah, they've obviously been playing well, and they do a lot of good things. And, you know, they present challenges, just like the previous weeks have. And, obviously the game they played last week, giving up 10, that's really impressive. And we're obviously going to have to be sharp on the things we do and take notice of the things they do and prepare well this week.
Blake, did you develop any kind of a friendship with Manziel, crossing paths and any kind of bond or anything being with the quarterback?
Yeah, we're obviously kind of linked together being in the same class and had some opportunities to spend time with him at the premiere and symposium and draft and stuff like that and talk to him. And, he's a great dude and I wish him the best of luck and he'll get his opportunity. And, I've obviously enjoyed watching him throughout his career, just like the rest of the quarterbacks, that we're all in the same class together.
What aspects of the game are starting to slow down?
I think the whole thing in general, probably, as a whole, is probably getting slower, and I think that comes with more and more reps you get. The more game time reps, the more game time experience and exposure you get, the easier or better job you'll probably be able to do of, getting those checks that you went over in film room and on the board, translating that to the field and into the game time situations.
What are defenses trying to take away from you guys?
I think they're doing a lot of stuff. I think we've seen a lot of different things. We've seen pressure. We've seen different looks. We've seen guys drop off and play coverage. I think it goes into their game plan and what they think is going to work, and obviously the feel they get during the game and how the game's going along and the type of vibes they're getting.
Put up a lot of yards last week offensively, obviously. I guess the emphasis is now finishing drives, and how do you emphasize that?
Gus has been big all week on, the attention to the detail and the little things. And, those are obviously the things that finish drives, a missed block here, a missed throw here, whatever. Those things stick out when you start getting close. And, so those are obviously the things we got to tighten up and improve on.
Have you developed a pretty good relationship on field with Allen Robinson? You kind of look for him.
Yeah, I feel really comfortable with all of our guys. I think they're all doing a really good job. It's the first time in a while everybody's been healthy, and I know they're excited to get out there, and it's been fun, and they've all, really worked hard and competed throughout the week, going through things and finding ways to get open.
What about with Allen? What do you like about him?
I think he does everything well. I mean, he's obviously a big guy that runs well. He's physical. And I think that, it's not one guy or another. It just happens to be Allen, in the read that pops open. That's just how that is.
When you have your full group of receivers as a quarterback, is it tough not to say, okay, I haven't got him one in a while, let's check out of something? Or is it just about that play? Or do you make a conscious effort, hey, you got to get everybody involved?
No, I think you go through and you look at what they're giving you. And if it's something that you can get the ball to somebody that you haven't, great. If not, then, you're not going to force something in order to get somebody a catch and get the ball in their hands. Obviously we want to get the ball in the playmaker's hands. We're going to go through with reads and progressions and get the ball to whoever's open.
Is that kind of what you've been waiting for, though, to have this full group of receivers finally healthy?
Yeah, it's definitely awesome, to have all them. I know they're excited. I'm excited for them. Definitely excited to play with them.
With that said, how does Cecil end up with 16 targets in? Is he that open all the time?
Yeah, I think, obviously him, going through the progressions and whether he was the first read, the second read, or whatever, it just so happened that, that was who the ball went to, on numerous occasions. And he did a great job. And, those other guys, I think understand the same thing, that we're not targeting Cecil on purpose. That's just how the game happened to go. And, Cecil did a great job with everything thrown his way. Those guys keep working their tails off to get open because they know, at any moment it could be coming to them as well.
When you watch Cecil on film, is it easy to see that he's been in the offense longer in terms of just being in the right place, knowing where he's going to be?
Yeah, you can tell. I mean, he's got a great feel for it. Really smart, intelligent guy that works hard. And they all are. So that's why it's fun to be around. It's fun to practice. It's fun to watch film together. They all work their tails off and know what they're doing and are able to get in the right spots at the right time.
Blake, are you anticipating defenses starting Sunday maybe trying to take away your running a little bit more?
I don't know. I mean, if they do, that obviously opens up other things. I don't know if that's in anybody's plan or not.
Are you surprised that you're only like 17 yards away from being the team's leading rusher?
No. I think we're going to continue to work and improve and try and get our running game better for sure.
Thanks. All right, thanks.
Thank you.
The thoughts of Jaguars quarterback Blake Bortles on Wednesday. We hear from the Jags quarterback each and every Wednesday here on Jaguars.com Live, presented by Everbank. J.P. Shadrick with you with Jaguars wide receiver Cecil Shorts III. It is Cleveland Browns week, and that's always a special game for you, I guess.
Yeah, yes, it's the home team. I grew up cheering for them, so it's real excitement this week.
Last year's game, of course, the drive at the end, I think Chad was 5 of 7 on the drive and a couple of balls to Ace in that drive, and then you beat Joe Hayden on the play for the touchdown. Briefly, let's go back to that game. Tell us about that play to win that game in Cleveland last year.
It was pretty much a slant and go, and we called it in the huddle, and I can't get lined up. I knew he likes to bite on double moves, so I was just thinking just really sell the slant, and he bit for it, and Chad threw a great ball.
your quote in the post game last year was, "He bit like a mug."
Yeah, he's an aggressive player, and that's what makes him so good. You know what I mean? He jumps stuff, and that's why he's one of the best in the league.
The hometown villain is with us, Cecil Shorts III on Jaguars.com Live. We just heard from number five in there, and you know, as a rookie quarterback, you're not sure a lot of times what to expect when a guy like that comes into your organization. But number three overall pick, you're starting to find out why he was the number three overall pick, I guess, right?
Yeah, he's very good. He's calm and collective in the huddle. I think the drive that we went down and scored to make it 16-14, he was very calm. He's like, "Hey, guys, go down there and let's just score." And everybody, he got like a confidence to everybody in the huddle. And we had a good drive and went down there and scored. So put ourselves in position to, you know, ultimately win the game. So he's got a bright future ahead of him. Some of the plays he makes, some of the throws he makes. The one pass he threw to Clay on the long run,
yes,
was a great throw. Pressure was coming, got hit, put it right in the money. So he's definitely fun to play with, and bright future ahead of him.
For a receiving group, you've been around here now in your fourth year, and at that quarterback position, there's been a lot of just kind of unpredictability there, I guess. They weren't sure who the starter was a couple of years going into training camp. It was always a battle, this and that. It's got to be a different feel, though, when from moving forward, five's the guy, right? That's a different feel for everybody.
We know now five's the guy. And I think since he's been starting, he's like, you know, just reassuring everybody, like, hey, I'm going to be good. Mm-hmm. And he's playing lights out right now. I think over 68% completion percentage, 300 yards the last couple of games, I want to say. So he's really playing lights out right now, and I think he'll only continue to get better.
Cecil Shorts III is with us, Jaguars.com Live, presented by Everbank. Let's talk a little bit just about this offense in general the last couple of weeks. What has been the message from the coaches and the veterans for an offense that's just starting to get a little closer to getting some things done? Just, it doesn't seem, some drives end short sometimes, some turnovers here, a couple bad things happen there, but mm-hmm. in general, the last couple of weeks have been better for this offense. What's the message this week?
Finish. That's the biggest thing for us is finish. We felt like we were in position the last couple of weeks to win, and we need to do a better job of finishing on offense. And, you know, that's with finishing drives. We can't, you know, get down the five-yard line and fumble. We can't have, you know, a slip on a route and interception. We can't have certain stuff that kills drives. You know what I mean? We got to get down there. We pass the 50, we need points. When we get past the 20, we need touchdowns. So that's just our mindset of finish. And, you know, the defense is playing lights out the last 2 weeks. They scored, I think, the last 2 weeks, one touchdown this week and then one touchdown last week. So it's on us. It's our part to go out there and score touchdowns.
Young receivers, we hear about it all the time. You're the old man of the group, really. A lot of rookies getting a lot of work. Alan Hearns off to a great start early, of course. Marquise Lee's back on the field. Just a couple of those guys. You know, and Alan Robinson's having a great year, of course. But do they feel like rookies anymore, or is that a year-long process? How does that work out, especially when they're all playing so much early? That's very rare.
I think our guys are handling it pretty well. You know what I mean? I think with me being out a lot, Alan Hearns and Allen Robinson got to play a lot, and Marquise, they got to play a lot in the first couple of games. And I think, you know, as time goes on, they're getting more and more comfortable. You can see Allen Robinson making plays each week, getting comfortable each week, getting better. Same thing with Hearns. Hearns started off great, you know what I mean, but he's still making plays. So, and then we got Marquise back now. He made a couple plays last week. And I think they're just getting more comfortable with the system, with the game speed. So as time goes on, we're not trying to – we're kind of tired of the young stuff.
Okay.
You know, we try and want to get rid of that. Just want to play ball and go out there and put ourselves in position to make plays and win.
Because once the game starts, everybody's just a player. It doesn't matter how old they are, right?
Absolutely.
You
got to
step
Absolutely.
Up and play.
Yep, you got it.
Cecil Shorts III is with us. Your health. You're back on the field last week and came out strong, 10 catches, 103. But in general, last couple of years have been a struggle for you. It's got to be nice to actually be back and be healthy and be on the field and contribute to your team. Finally.
Yeah, it's been tough. A little frustrating here and there, but you know, I think I'm coming out stronger from it. I think I'm learning a lot about myself from this situation, and you know, I'm just happy to be back. And the hardest thing is not being able to help your team, not be on the field and being there to help them out and, you know, try to make plays out there. So just be back last week and give our guys a chance. I want us to help out our team. You know, it was big.
This is a social show as well, so we'll go to social media for a couple of questions for Cecil Shorts III.
Uh-oh.
At J underscore Dirk, and we'll stay on the injury theme. Just very simple. How is the hamstring right now?
It's good. It's good. No issues right now. Just going to continue on my routine, and, you know, we'll go from there.
At Jax Willie Funka asking, what is the most memorable play of your career with the Jaguars? You got a few to choose from now. They're building up. They're stacking them up, Cecil.
Yeah, it'll probably be the Colts game, my second year in the league, the 80-yard touchdown. That was Blaine threw the ball, and I barely saw it across my heat, like lightning fast through it, and I barely caught the back end of it and ran for my life like I was running from the police or something. So, yeah, that's probably the most memorable. In my career so far.
You almost missed the goal line. You almost dove too short, right? No, I'm kidding.
I got the arms out there.
Game winning time was a very memorable game, of course. Cecil Shorts III is with us. Okay, Cleveland Browns this week. What do you know about the Browns so far? What do you want to give up about the Browns here on this show, I guess? 3-2, they could be 5-0. They could be 1-4. They're very close to going both ways in terms of the results, but what do you make of the Browns' defense?
They're rolling right now as a team. They won the last three in a row, if I'm not mistaken. And every single game has been a dogfight. They've been in every game. Like you said, they could be 5-0 right now or 4-1 or the opposite. So they got things going on that side of the ball. On defense, you know, they got Joe Hayden. They got Dante Whitner was a big part of their offseason additions. And you got Paul Kruger down low. In the front seven, so they got some good players on the defense side of the ball, so it'll be a challenge, but you know, it's on us to go out there and execute.
Let's finish with this. It's time, right? It's time to get this thing moving forward, right, and get a positive result this week.
Absolutely, like you said, it's time for us to finish, go out there and proud of a product that everybody like to see, the fans, the coaches, the players, and go out there and get this W.
We appreciate your time, Cecil.
Thank you for having me.
Have a great day.
All right.
Shorts III joining us, Jaguars wide receiver on Jaguars.com Live. Come and see the Jaguars and the Browns this Sunday at Everbank Field. A ticket to a Jags game is more than just a seat. It's a one-of-a-kind game day experience. Includes watching the game on the world's largest video boards, playing Madden and getting stats in the ultimate NFL fantasy lounge, the State Farm Fan Cave, and partying on the Clevelander deck during and after the game. Come see Blake Bortles, Cecil Shorts III, and the Jags face the Browns Sunday at 1 o'clock. Jaguars.com/more or call 904-633-2000, and a ticket to a Jags game is more than just a seat. Glad you've joined us today on Jaguars.com Live. The schedule for the rest of the day, media availability now. Then Jed Fish press conference coming up at about 12:40 or so today. That won't be live. We'll have it archived on Jaguars.com. Practice a little later. Gus Bradley speaks to the media following practice. We'll have that archived as well. Inside the Jaguars coming up later today also. So a busy day, of course, as every Wednesday is here on Jaguars.com. Our thanks to Cecil Shorts III. You heard from Blake Bortles, John Osier a little bit earlier as well. And for everyone involved, this is JP Shadrick. Thank you for watching Jaguars.com Live.